Will the Iranian president be greeted by the national anthem of the Islamic Republic? The Iraqi president, Barham Saleh, is there to officially greet the Iranian president, who's kickstarted his official visit to Iraq. So Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has arrived in Baghdad on a trip that is aimed at solidifying strategic ties between the two neighbors, despite what we've seen in recent times, U.S. efforts to keep the two neighbors apart. The trip, which has been described as historic and noble by Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, is being viewed as a very significant and key trip for the two neighbors and for security and stability in the region as well. Well, the Iranian president spoke to reporters in Tehran before departure today and stated the ties between Iran and Iraq were nothing like the relations between Baghdad and the occupying American forces. Well, this trip also comes on the heels of the Daesh terror group's defeat, not just in Iraq, but in Syria as well, an achievement that is widely believed to have been impossible without Iran's critical role in providing advisory assistance to both governments of these countries that were battling the threat of the Daesh Takfiri terror group. The Iranian Foreign Minister Zarif also said that Iran and Iraq enjoy strategic relations that cannot be weakened by any country, noting that the two countries fought side by side to defeat the Daesh terror group. So for those of you who are just joining us, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has arrived in the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, on a three-day official visit. This is, of course, the first such visit to Iraq since coming to office. For President Rouhani, ahead of his trip, the Iranian president described relations between Tehran and Baghdad as being special, covering almost all sectors, but added that there's still room for improvement. Topping the agenda of discussions between the two presidents include trade, transit, border security, and tourism as well. The Iranian president was with a high-ranking delegation at his side in Iraq has stated that two sides will be aiming to grow bilateral trade volume to around $20 billion a year. Well, the Iranian president now being greeted by senior Iraqi officials following his official welcoming ceremony in the Iraqi capital Baghdad, as he's just officially kick-started his three-day visit to Iraq. A lot is on the agenda as these two gentlemen will be discussing issues, as we mentioned earlier, such as trade, transit, border security, tourism, among other key topics as well. Of course, we're going to keep you posted on all the details that we get from President Rouhani's official visit to Iraq. Well, according to the Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, who we just saw moments ago, he stated that we consider this trip to be a new start in our relations with Iraq, describing Iran and Iraq as a beating heart of the region. He also added that without Iran and Iraq, the region won't be safe and stable. Regional security and stability, of course, will be high on the agenda as these two presidents start their talks for the official visit of Iranian President Hassan Rouhani to Iraq. We're going to keep you posted on all the details of that story as we get it for you right here on Press TV, so you might want to stay tuned throughout the day. Well, continuing with the news now, Iran has strongly slammed the deadly Saudi airstrike that killed over